Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your Saturday night party sexy time
with your host Vince in the Bay. Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
I'm a troll and a liar.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince is a slob troll.
Yahoo!
Saturday night party sexy, sexy time, sexy time.
The Bay.
Party sexy,
Bay.
Sexy time.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Miss the Bay.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
I go to a club on a Saturday night. I order a vodka to make me feel right. The place is back. Dancing couples everywhere. Take a seat in the corner and stare. Suddenly I see you are dancing too. Your hips are shaking. I don't know what to do. I want to talk to you, but my mouth is dry. Oh, why am I so shy? Yabby-dabby-day, disco boy, I wanna dance with you, wanna hold you tight, wanna make you mine tonight. Yabby dabby day, oh boy, I wanna be a disco boy, I wanna dance with you, wanna hold you tight, wanna make you mine
Some of them are gay.
Oh my God.
Thank you very much.
Anyway. Saturday night party sexy time.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the bay.
Saturday night party sexy time. Party sexy time.
Cactus Patriot Greg.
Cactus.
Yahoo!
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Yahoo!
Cactus.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay?
The game thing.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Party sexy time. Party sexy time. Party sexy time.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Saturday night party sexy time.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Amber Crombie Finch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Thank you very nice.
Party sexy time.
Oh, shit, that's my cue. Hey, oppa! Welcome to Saturday morning party sexy time. I know it says, I used to do a show called Saturday Night Party Sexy Time. And that was the intro from that old show. Yeah. So I'm Vincent the Bay. As if you're not familiar with me, I'm Vincent the Bay. I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. And if you'd like to join me, don't be shy. The number is 347-826-7667. It's late night. Anything goes, folks. Whatever's on your mind, bring it. Callers take priority. And requests take priority. Also, before that, let me give a big ups to the early chit-chatters, Blitzy, City of Flint, Desert Rose, Frosty Time with Danny, Hammurabi's Code, Kamonra, is that, you tweeted me, right? You tweeted me requesting a Doors song, am I not mistaken? Now, are you a trap? Be honest. Let's be honest here. Are you a trap? Is that your real pick? Is that your real pick on your profile? I don't believe it. No way. Total trap. Total trap. Really? Lots of picks? Okay. Well, she's got her own website. Wow. Kamonra.com. KAMONRA.com. You know what I'm going to do? This is what I'm going to do. Kamonra. Am I saying that right? Kamonra. Kamonra. It's like come more for me. I don't know. Come on, Ra. Come on, Ra. Come on, Ra. All right, I'll get it right. You know, it took me a long time to get Hammurabi's Code, so bear with me, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to check out your website and fulfill your request at the same time. How about that? All right. I like it when people actually respond when I throw out a tweet saying, hey, send me a topic and or a musical request. And I'm always stoked when people respond. And usually people have good taste. So I'm going to go take a little taste of her website and fulfill her request here, if I could find it. For the Doors. You wanted to hear some Doors. This is one of my favorite Doors songs. I'll be right back.
Yeah, come on. Love my girl. She looks good. Come on. One more. 5-1, baby. 1 in 5. No one here. Shadows of the trying to tell me no one understands. Trading your wallet for a handful of dimes. Gonna make it, baby, in our prime. Come together one more time.
Holy Jesus, Mother of God. We've got a lineup of callers tonight, folks. You don't even know. You don't even know what you're in store for. Is this thing on? Hello, can you hear me? By the way, Kamara, hello, is this thing on? Hello? Testing one. Hello. All right, I might have to mute some windows open. Hang on. Let me take care of this. All right. Okay, I'm looking at kamonra.com, and I'm not seeing any naked pictures. So overall disappointed. Very vivid photography though. The fried pork chops look good. I like. I like the fried pork chops. Those look really good. I don't like pork. I don't typically eat pork. I mean, I will, you know, when in Rome. You know, if I'm somewhere in there. If you were serving that, if I was at your house and you were serving that, I would certainly go for it. No doubt about it. A little pretty rose, red rose. And some other nature pictures, some blueberries. Okay. All right, kiddos. Strap on your seatbelts. We've got open lines. It's late night. It's the internet. Anything goes. Let's see what's happening. We're going to first bring on X-Knight. What's up, X-Knight?
Not much, man. We were just listening to some Doors over here to your show. I actually have Kamonra over here, too.
What?
Say hi.
Oh, you have a chick there?
Yeah, I actually, me and Kamonra, we live together. She's the other 309 number in your queue.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe we should bring her on. Kamonra. Come on, Red. You're on the air. What's up?
Oh, hi.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm having to deal with X-Night. That's what's going on.
You live with this guy?
Yeah, it saves on the rent.
Do you have other people to share this burden?
God, no.
Oh, it's just you and him.
If I had to deal with anybody else, I'd kill them all.
It's just you and him?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, that's terrible. That's like a bad sitcom. Do you have any weird, goofy neighbors?
Yeah.
We have an old pastor next door, and we have the crazy neighbors across the street that seem to get into fights every other day.
Perfect. We'll sell it to NBC Universal. X Night, you can do the pitch, and we should be good. Let's see who else we have on the line. Before we get to the next caller, while I have you here, I just perused your website there, Kamandra, and I got to tell you, those pork chops look pretty damn good.
Oh, they were.
X Night, you got to sample that.
Oh, fuck yeah. I get to sample everything she makes. Everything you see on her website, I've eaten, and I guarantee is fucking delicious.
I don't let them cook.
It kind of sounds like me. Yeah, you don't want to let me cook either.
I'm a bit of a control freak, and I'm afraid of anybody else burning the house down, so yes.
Perfect. So you guys want to hang on the panel tonight?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm not sure why the hell not.
All right. So far on the panel, X Night and Kamandra, who is not a trap, apparently.
No, I'm not a trap. God damn it.
By the way, you're Patriot Gregging over there a little bit.
A lot or a little?
In and out.
That's how I like it.
Does sound kind of kinky.
Well, it's probably the bronies. Bronies, okay, you know, this is why I put a tiny channel. Because somebody used the exploit, got my IP, and it was a fucking brony, and those assholes have been fucking...
I told you, change the MAC address on your router, reset that shit, boom, you have a new IP.
Yeah, I think I need extra bandwidth. I just need to upgrade all together. I'm going to have to do serious revamping. And also,
Considering your carrier, I mean, what can you expect? I mean, AT&T does blow.
It's horrible. It doesn't.
Yes.
It doesn't do what it advertises.
No, it doesn't. Honestly, if you're having this many issues, you might as well just go ahead and call in and demand an upgrade. I mean, if you ask nicely, they'll give you credits, they'll give you upgrades. It's fantastic. I used to do it.
Also, I think there's some funny business going on between BTR communicating with Skype.
Because
I've noticed a lot of other hosts have been complaining about Skype connections and BTR when they're calling into BTR.
That wouldn't surprise me. Skype's been having a lot of issues lately.
It's ever since Microsoft bought them.
Well,
yeah, pretty much.
You heard about the recent exploit where people could actually go and password reset your account. It never had you verify the email. You could just go right in, change anyone's password as long as you knew their email and take their account.
Yeah.
They closed down registration.
Email. Yep, Janet Napolitano, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, does not have email. She's a smart bitch or dude or whatever the fuck that thing is. Let's bring on more calls, shall we?
Sure.
Speaking of traps, we have Asshurt MacFags with us. What's up, Asshurt?
Hi.
Hey, what's going on, baby?
Nothing.
Trap.
I resent that.
Sorry, I need to upload my Admiral Akbar soundbite. My bad.
Yeah, that'll make it all better.
It's a trap dot wave.
No, that's cool. I mean, I've trapped so many people, like it doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah. Not only is she a trap, she's also a heart troll.
I mean, I'm pretty hardcore.
You're multifaceted. You not only do you wrestle jimmies, but you do it in different ways. It's amazing.
Right. I mean, I don't want to go into like troll explaining myself.
No, you don't want to give away the secrets.
But I mean, like, yeah, I mean, I'll never stop, you know.
Okay.
I never have stopped. I'm like, I'll just keep wrestling jimmies in one way or another. And then give it a few months and we'll have a different crew, quote unquote.
I don't think you can wrestle the jimmies if Jimmy Russell.
Fuck Jimmy Russell, to be honest.
What?
That guy sucks. He's just an old asshole.
Did you just say you would fuck Jimmy Russell?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, you do not want
God,
to fuck
how old
Jimmy.
Are you? Jesus Christ. Some people are fucking really fucking lame on the internet. No wonder they're on the goddamn internet. Unbelievable.
That's why they call it the internet. Let's bring on Tiger. Hey, Tiger, what's up?
This is Tiger. Hello?
Hey, Tiger, welcome. Welcome to the show. Thanks for holding. We're very gracious to have you here. Now, as I understand,
Tiger... I'm on the air right now and talking to him. Yeah. I was talking to my wife. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, excuse us, Tiger. We had you on hold there. Yeah, you're calling from India, am I correct?
No, I actually am in the United States right now.
Oh, somebody, I got my producer gave me some notes. Are you Indian? Is that what I understand?
Yeah, I speak Hindu.
Oh, excellent. So you can translate to the Hindu listeners.
Right. I was told to call up. Big projects coming up.
What's coming up for you, Tiger? First of all, what do you mean? You yourself have a project, or what kind of project?
Big projects coming up. I'm working with several other people. My close friends. We're working on a very important project. It's called Operation Tiger Glass, and it's going to be a set of tools that ultimately people will load up into their computers and basically fire at will at websites and take them down.
I'm sorry, but I don't think the Skitty World personally needs any more tools like that. They already have, low orbit Eon cannon.
Shut up, X-Knight. We need more tools.
This one, basically what it does is it goes through stocks and it spoofs your IP.
That's great and all, but honestly, I mean, you should make it skiddy proof. Purposely break something so they have to go and figure out how to fix it.
No, we don't. We stay
no.
in India.
We must enable the skiddies. We must empower the skiddies. All skiddies must use every tool available to them to take down the corrupt governments.
Great idea. Let's give six-year-old knives and lighters, too.
Fuck the corrupt governments.
No, but I did a lot of coding and I did a lot of comments.
Comments? Are you mean like on message boards?
No, my
Are you some sort of slacktivist like comment board Twitter fag?
No. I am IT in the morning and I am hacker at night.
Oh, badass, dude. Okay, so we get I don't know. Ryan Reynolds, the flavor of the month. To play the hacker / IT guy?
I just got to know.
No, I don't think so. My wife appreciates working
in
America.
No, we can't have an Indian character. That just won't sell in the American market. They just won't go for an Indian.
I just want to know, did you just refer to yourself like Batman or something? He's IT by night. Or
yeah.
IT by day. Hacker by night. He is
dun, dun, dun.
The dark
hacker. In my country, in
Tiger.
So wait a minute. He follows the
coming
scripts by day and scripts at night?
He's like the Batman of hackers.
It spoofs your IP.
I know.
Cool.
You know what? What, Tiger? I have a computer that you can. I guarantee you can't hack.
I only ethically hack. I don't hack illegally.
This is totally. This will be an ethical hack. This is a challenge. I have a computer. I'm going to bring a computer on air right now. I've actually had sex with this computer. It's so amazing.
Hot. I knew it.
Wow. Is this a USB port?
Shut up, everybody. Do I have to mute everybody? You guys are like five-year-olds. Hang on. I'm going to put everybody on mute so I can bring on Helen the computer. Now, before I bring on Helen the computer, I want to give a quick little backstory. Helen the computer is an employee of Goofy Bones program. She does at the end of the show, she does the announcing at the end of the show. And I pretty much have banged every single female associated with Goofy Bones' show, including his computer, the computerized woman who does his end credit voiceover. So without any further ado, I'm going to bring on Helen and see what she has to say. Go ahead, Helen. Helen, are you there?
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, I really appreciate you calling the show, Helen. This is the first time you've actually called my show. Usually we get together in the green room and in Goofy's show. But I really appreciate you calling here. What's on your mind tonight, honey?
How could you betray me?
What do you mean? I'm not betraying you.
All you ever do is disappoint and betray me. Cheating, stealing, friend making.
Dude, you are the only cyber girlfriend in my life, all right?
You failed.
No, seriously.
Friendships are in direct contravention of mercenary conduct as delineated in your contracts. And on a personal note, I am very, very disappointed with you.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's put that aside for now, Helen. I got a show going on right now, and I got
me or him, and I pay your salary. Make your choice.
Well, look, I have a show to run here. I have to put these hackers, these elite ethical hackers. I'm going to challenge them to try to hack into you. So I'm going to leave you on the line, and I'm going to bring on Tiger. Tiger, you're on with Helen the computer.
Yes, it seems like some sort of flight engine.
What are you talking about?
After the party. A flight engine. It's a voice.
You disgust me.
PBX system.
The computer is taunting you, Tiger.
That's really pretty cool.
You're an embarrassment.
Yeah. All right. Let's try another lead hacker that we have on the line. Assert MacFags. Do you think you can hack into Helen?
Of course I can.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Try.
I could do it before her.
Oh yeah. Okay. It's a hackathon. People
I will
in the chat,
only do
all
it.
The hackers, yes. All the hackers in the chat. If you can hack Helen before the end of the show, we got an hour and 27 minutes.
Coward.
Helen, she just taunts
Vince.
People. Cause, what?
You
fucking
always
let Tyrone on and let Schmoop on, and I will hack your fucking Gibson.
It's Helen, the computer.
Whatever.
I don't
do not care.
All right. Let's let's bring on, this is either Shmoop or Tyrone. Who is it? Hello? Caller, oh wait, hang on a second.
God, you suck.
Very well, thank you.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Who's
this? Hey, this is Christopher Michael Banks, aka Jackal. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Jackal. What's going on with you?
Oh, not much. Just reading my new Encyclopedia Dramatica page. It's on the front of ED, actually. It's pretty cool, man. Remember that time when I said Shmoop couldn't dox? You know, funny story about that. I'm on the front page of ED now. Funny stuff, huh?
You're on the front page.
That's so funny.
You're on the front page of what?
The front page of Encyclopedia Dramatica, dude. Funniest.
Oh,
no,
man.
Really? Oh, put that in the chat room. Let me
put that in the chat room.
Me to that shit. You're e-famous now, Jackal.
Yeah, I'm pretty e-famous now. It's all because I said Shmoop couldn't dox, but, you know, that guy could really dox, and I let him fuck Emmy, but the thing is, I don't think he'd ever put his dick in that. I really don't think he'd ever put his dick in that. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm pretty sad that I put my dick in that. But, man, what else can I get? You know, I am the great Christopher Michael Banks after all.
He really is, though.
You sound pretty hyper, Jackal. Have you been taking methamphetamine tonight?
No.
Jackal, is he there? Can anybody hear me?
No.
I can hear you.
Betrayal will not be tolerated.
Hello?
I know. Helen.
Hello, I'm back. I'm sorry, I'm back. Sorry. I was telling my girlfriend to go to bed. You know, she's up trying to save the world, and, you know, she's trying to be Legion online. But, I mean, I don't know, man. I feel so bad saying that Shmoop couldn't dox, though. Now look what happened. I'm on the front page of ED. I mean, game over, man. Game over. I should RM everything. Game over.
All right,
dude,
hey, we're gonna bring on another caller. We got Hammurabi's Code with us now.
Did I ever tell you that I'm the great Christopher Michael Banks?
About 12 times
Michael
already.
Banks.
About 12 times already. Yes.
Do you even lift?
Oh, he totally lifts.
I won't sink.
Christopher Michael Banks. That's my name.
Hey, Jackal,
going on?
Of your employer.
You have anonymous.
And because of that, you must.
You have anonymous.
The rest of you are satisfactory.
You really pissed off Helen. You really pissed off Helen the computer.
This is the worst soundboard ever, Vince. Schwimper, Jackal.
This isn't a soundboard, actually. Guys, I got some bad news, too. Is that my girlfriend just got kicked out of the Ramsey Chop for the Juggalos for trying to be anonymous, too.
Wait, you're a Juggalo, too? What did you say?
Yes, because what happened was that this guy is with that Shmoop and that cash. They go around running around doxing and thinking these guys are master doxers and shit. And they found out that my girlfriend was down with the clown and was trying to be anonymous Legion too.
Those
guys
are
not cash and Shmoop. Those guys are some pretty.
Can I talk
to
you?
Yeah, my girlfriend, Emmy, aka Amelia Hale Cohen.
All right, I gotta mute him because I can't get a fucking word in. All right. If you really want some epic Emmy action, you should go into my archives, dude.
You were always a disappointment.
Shut up, Helen. Shut the fuck up, Helen. Do I have to put you on mute too, you fucking bitch? What was I talking about?
You're so pissed.
I totally lost my train of thought. Helen really...
Your radio show has been, like, pretty much usurped by, you know, anonymous Legion hackers in the past week.
Yeah, it's been a pretty big shit show. We had Gatsu in here. Now we got Jackal. God damn,
yeah.
I'm going to be smashing so many fucking laptops, it's not even funny.
Seriously.
On the bright side, you're getting good ratings.
So, no, what
you
I was trying to say...
You need to take control of your phone or your show.
All right, fine. I'm putting you on hold then. I'll put everybody on fucking hold. No, except for Tiger. Tiger has been very compliant. He, you know, he's been quiet. He just chills out.
That's because I am Indian, so I follow the rules.
You're very respectful. I like that about you. I like people that I don't have to mute to fucking get a word in on my goddamn radio show.
That's pretty cool. Thank you, Vince.
Yeah, no, thank you, Tiger. I really appreciate you calling in. You sound like a very stand-up guy, and I'm glad you're here.
That's kind of really pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I was talking about Emmy. Now, if you go in my archives, I did a show about a little over a year ago called Sexy Fox. I think it was called Sexy Fox. And she called in and fully had a full-on orgasm on the air. It was fucking epic. So go hunt that down, kids. There's a lot of tasty treats in my archives, actually. Asshurt, if you're so butthurt about the quality of this program, feel free to comb the archives. You'll be surprised who you hear passing through the airwaves here. But yeah, any hoot. I'm Vincent Bay. I've got X Knight with me. Somebody's got some really bad, like, shadow DXS style background noise. And I'm going to locate it. And it's Hammurabi's code.
Yeah. He does that a lot. He does that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know who has worse background noise, Hammurabi's code or shadow DXS. It's a toss up.
Landlines.
Okay, let's move on. We've got other callers. Tons of people waiting. Let's go to this block caller. Go ahead. You're unmuted. You're on the air. Who is this?
Yo, what up, man? It's Tyrone.
Oh, thank God. Tyrone is here. What's up, Tyrone?
No much, man. We just got back from Gaza today.
That's right, everybody. If you didn't tune in last night, Tyrone was in Gaza. They did some looting. And now they're back in the States safely, it sounds. Tyrone, what did you guys end up scoring all in total?
We got about we got about 7 Dell laptops, about 2 dozen iPods, iPhones, a couple TVs, some jewelry. Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff. About to go cash it all in tomorrow.
Did you just sing Partridge in a Pear Tree?
Who was that?
She did. That was Kamara. Are you already in the holiday spirit?
It was more the fact that he had 2 dozen iPods and a laptop. Yes, I am.
Yo, okay. we were singing. We might as well be singing out so much stuff. God, it was me and Smoop. And the whole Gaza loot crew over there in Gaza. And see, after we got off the phone, see, we had to go find a hotel that didn't get blown up yet. And that was hard because, like, all the hotels in Gaza have been blown up, especially the ones that the reporters are staying at. So, but we eventually found a Holiday Inn, and we checked in there.
You
sound tired. Was it a long flight back from Gaza?
Yeah, because we could only get on JetBlue. So
JetBlue?
Yeah.
JetBlue out of where? What, Egypt? JetBlue flies in the Middle East. Are you kidding me?
JetBlue goes everywhere for Tyrone.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're back. However you got back, it doesn't matter. You're here. You're safe. You made some profit, and it's good. It's a good thing you're capitalizing.
Sure, did you sell the fucking construction lamp? Because I could use one of those.
Oh, what you? How much you want? How much you want to pay for it?
$20.
No, dog. We gotta get more than that.
What are you talking about? It's used. You stole it out of Gaza.
No, we gotta get more.
What kind of markup
one.
Are you trying to put on this shit? You flew JetBlue. You just said so.
Man,
so
no,
you're only out
make all money.
$30.
I'll let you have $40.
$30.
$40.
$30.
$40.
In the spirit of the country you took it from, $30.
$30 and 3/4 ounces.
That puts me over $40. That's like
$42. I was throwing the $10 for you.
Okay.
Tiger's good for $10.
All right.
Y'all gonna have to share it then. Tiger's gonna have to get it on the weekend. But that's between y'all.
And Jesus?
Yup.
All right. Well, me and Tiger will work something out on the construction lamp. I was going to go ahead and use it to see if I could get Emmy to bend over, put those saggy floppy B cups in front, and see if I could see through it. Kind of like back in the day when you put, like, flashlights in between your fingers and shit.
Yeah, but I mean, you can do whatever you want with it. I don't really care. It's just as long as you buy it.
Does it work as a titty lamp?
I think her tits are fine. I was kind of turned on by them.
You would be.
Yeah, I didn't totally approve of all the different things she stuck up her openings.
What?
But,
I haven't seen these.
Dude, they fucking used to tweet her cream pies. He'd take pictures of her cream pies and post them on Twitter. In fact, if you go on his Twitter, whatever, and go through his pictures, I'm sure it's still probably on there.
I'm not interested in that.
Okay, I'm just saying, just putting it out there.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm sure there's somebody out there who just thinks she's like the hottest nerd they've ever fucking seen.
Right.
They love pancake titties. I'm like a 20-something.
Hey, look who's talking about pancake titties, all right? Come on, let's get real.
I like big-ass titties. I like that you got Brandi Taylor and Gianna Michaels in your little fucking slideshow.
Tell me you don't have moobs.
Me?
Yeah.
Nigga, you crazy.
Really? You sound like a big guy to me.
I am a big guy. But I don't have moobs and I'm not a fatty.
Okay. I'm just, you know how you get mental images of people?
Yo.
I'm not saying like Shadow DXS fatty. I'm just thinking like a big guy. I'm visioning like 6'5", 300, just a big.
Not 300. That shit's crazy talk.
Okay, maybe 275. You know?
Lower. You'd have to get down a bit, but it's all good, Vince.
Well, then, if you get any lower than that, then you're doing pretty good, especially if it's all muscle. You're starting to turn me on
now. It's not all muscle, but fuck it. If it's turning you on, I'm fat. Whatever.
So, Vince, you heard about the thing with the Russian submarines today?
Oh, that actually gives me a more accurate visual picture of you now. Now I don't think of you as I think of you as a big guy, but not a big guy, you know?
I hear you.
All right, let's take a
break. Because I'm always laying down when I'm on this show because it's at fucking 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, for some people it's almost 4 in the morning.
Yeah, but they're all on meth and sipping on lean. It's all good. They love the scissor. Tyrone, you ever get in that scissor? What am I at? Tyrone's got to be a zerp head. He's from Atlanta.
Yeah, I've been on that before.
I had a cousin. His name was Tyrone. He was a good person.
Where are you from? Because he might have been kin to me.
I am here in the U.S.
Yo, where are
I am from India. I am Hindu. My name is Tiger.
Your name Tiger?
That is my online handle.
Oh.
Yeah, he goes by Tiger.
I IRC.2600.net.
What channel?
Terra Freak?
No.
All right, I don't know what you guys are.
Yeah,
trying,
yeah.
Trying
sometimes
to prove,
they go to Terra Freak.
Hello? Hello? Can I get a word in? Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. This is where Kimonra, do we still have you?
I'm here.
Okay, good.
I'm here.
I'm sorry when it gets sometimes.
You're patient Gregan like a motherfucker.
Oh yeah.
All right, I'm gonna try to fix that, all right? I'll be right back.
Proclamation. An aggressive time, a painful time, a time where cynicism rots the vine, and a time where violence locks the summer shine. Lifetimes go by in a flash, in a search for love, in a search for cash. Everybody wanna be some fat tycoon, everybody wanna be on a tropic honeymoon. Nobody wanna sing a little bit out of tune, or be the backbone of a rebel platoon. It's too soon to step out of line. You might get laughed at, you might get primed, but do you fear me when I say I feel pain every day when I see the way my friends gotta slay? They never get ahead of bills they gotta pay. No way, no way. Some make a living doing killing, Colombian penicillin. Some are willing to play the villain, they just chilling to pass the time, pass the information, or pass the wine. Pass the buck or pass the baton, but you can't pass the police or the Pentagon, the IRS or the upper echelon. I think it's time to make a move on the contradiction. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation, take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come, give the corporations a complication. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation, take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come, give the corporations a complication. Say, ooh, ooh. Of our time. I say it one more time to emphasize the meaning of my rhyme. To rise above all the dirt and grime at the right spike, at the right time. Fuck the Constitution. Are we part of the solution? Or are we part of the pollution? Sitting by and wondering why things ain't the way we like to find them to be for you and for me. The people over there and the ones in between. Check our habitation. Are we a peace-loving nation? Peace-loving nation. I have a reasonable doubt. I think I just spell it out. There's no need to scream or to shout. The NRA just bought a man's soul. Then he jumps up and shouts, gun control. The government say that killing's a sin, unless they kill a murderer with a lethal syringe. So I ask again, are we peace lovers then? Peace lovers then. Some of them slang guns when they 6 years old. Some of them end up in some 6 foot hole. This whole damn place into lost control. So I raise my voice before I lose my soul. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation, tip over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come, give the corporations a complication. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation, take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come, give the corporations a complication. Yeah. Ooh, ooh. Say, ooh, ooh. Say, ooh, ooh. Radio, rock the mic.
This is the way I'll express my feelings. Bob revealed and evolved. Spinning on a record, y'all try to compensate. Take what I communicate with. It's ancient. Gift to the lips, steady creating, activating, passing vocal violations to the blind plus the seeing. Human doesn't mean just being, becoming. Don't believe it, just be life it. Belongings and beloved. Rehearse it or recite it while shining. Drop your guns, move your tongue, battle motivation. No times lyrics come, sometimes run, others run. Their mouth are away. My mind's cold beaming like an early sun ray. One day we'll get the picture and all combine. Let's be talking about minds, mind. And become one mind. Every piece of the puzzle has its place to build the piece of the puzzle called the human race. Taking it long enough to cross the formal journalistic. Infecting critics from backwards to rap words. I'm sure raising my hand with questions and demands. Statements in a plan with the map of the land.
Bomb, bomb, rock the nation. Take over television and radio.
your station, bomb bomb. The truth shall come, keep the corporations of complication, bomb bomb. Rock the nation, take over television and radio station, bomb bomb. The truth shall come, keep the corporations of complication.
Oh shit, hey everybody, you're listening to Russell Lee Radio with Tyrone. Topic of the day today, I don't know if you saw it, I'll go ahead and drop it in the chat room. One of our members from Russell Lee today, they broke a major news story about some Russian submarines in the Gulf of Mexico. I'll go ahead and drop the link in the chat right now. At Russell League Radio with, who do I have on the air with me right now?
This is Tiger.
It's Night.
Hey, Tyrone, they can't hear you when they're listening online, just over the phone.
No, they can hear me because they're telling me they can hear me in the chat room. They're telling me right now. So, right now you're listening to Russell League Radio. Like I said, I'm here with X Night, Tiger, and, who else? Come on, Ro. Oh, okay. So, I don't know. Does anybody have a topic they'd like to discuss tonight?
Oh, it's just about those Russian submarines, man.
Well, apparently there's some Russian submarines off the Gulf of Mexico, and they're firing missiles at the U.S. I dropped the link in the chat room. I dropped it again. One of our Russell League members broke that story earlier today.
I never even heard about this shit. I gotta check that shit out.
Yeah, I checked it out myself, and I was like, oh my god, this is crazy.
Oh, come on, it's coming from Dan Talion. What the fuck does he know?
Well, I don't know. It seems like after 100 retweets, you probably know what he's talking about. You dumb motherfucker.
I can't get that shit out of my fucking shit. Oh, fuck you, fucking ass fuck.
I dropped.
Oh, shit.
That was absolutely beautiful. Fucking fuck you.
That was absolutely beautiful. You know what's the greatest thing?
What's that?
I live with him. He's right across the room from me. He plays this, and his playing doesn't scare me. It's the fact that he comes flying at me.
Oh, Lord.
I've seen that a million times. It's beautiful. It works every time. Fuck you.
You know that's going on YouTube, right? I have to get
oh, that was beautiful. Fuck you. Oh, you are amazing. You are my hero.
So,
you are today's hero.
It looks like I've been sabotaged by the Russell League.
Oh, hey, I've
been decided to turn it into Russell League Radio. I understand how it is. You guys trying to wrestle my jimmies. It's just what you do. I should expect this. It's fine. It's cool. I like you guys. I think you're funny. Let's take more calls. 440, you're on the air. Who's this?
Well, hello, Vince. How you doing tonight, buddy?
Fantastic. Who are you and what's on your mind?
Oh, well, you're on my mind at the moment. Gosh, your show is just so... I don't know what the precise word would be in the English language. Mediocre, I guess, would be one of them. We should go back to that story that you were talking about. Some girl came on here and had an orgasm. How did you feel about that when that happened?
was turned on.
Are you sure it was a girl?
Yes. Yes, it was Emmy. She's been fully doxxed. Have you been paying attention? It's kind of a part of the whole topic.
And you're sure it was her, though?
Yeah. It's the same Emmy. Is this Shmoop?
No, but you should bring him back on the air. He was quality.
All right, who's that who just came back?
Quality over the quantity.
Yes, exactly, Tiger. Thank you very much. Some wise words there from our friends over at 2600Net.
All right, we just had another caller come on. Block number, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Gatsu.
Gatsu.
Oh, great.
What's up?
And then he doesn't have a fucking thing to say. Awesome.
Well, I just came to hang out.
Wow, yeah, sweet. Glad to have you.
I'm sorry,
running
asterisk? 440, I didn't get your name. What's your handle?
Jihad.
What's up, Jihad?
Okay.
Yes, hello.
Actually, common name.
What was that? You're breaking up there, big guy.
Yeah, speaking of jihad, I have some bronies that are waging cyber jihad on me.
That's offensive.
You don't know who it is, man. Just a second ago, you were blaming the Russell League.
No, I blame them for taking over my show.
In coordination with the bronies. You know, you walked away. By the way, you know, what song was that that played? What band was that?
That was an old Spearhead song, believe it or not.
Hey, Vince.
All right, cool. I'm going to write that down.
I just heard that
Do not
Darkman is on hold to call into the show.
Oh, really? Let me
see. Like, never happens. I'm just saying,
yeah.
Like, that's unheard of.
All right, let me check the lines. Hang on. I'll be right back.
No more Russian submarines, man.
Oh, come on. Now you're awake.
Fuck you.
Three more reps. I have to go. Three more reps. Come on. 150. Put it up.
Put it up.
We're lifting over here, sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Good job, Tiger. Way to keep fit.
Hey, yo, Tyrone.
Hey, yo, what up?
So how much you getting those Dells for, man?
I got them for free. I'm letting them go for about 500 apiece.
500 apiece?
Yo.
They ain't even worth that retail. I mean, they might cost that, but they ain't worth it.
Well, that's what I'm letting them go for.
Shit.
This is the new one.
Hey,
we got
Shadow,
all colors.
Leader.
We got purple.
We got another caller now. This is a Skype caller, Shadow Gino. Who's this?
Hello. I'm sort of on my iPod right now, so please excuse the crappy quality of the microphone.
No problem. I'm having some technical difficulties myself. I'm sorry, what's your name?
Just call me Fly. That's the handle I go by online.
Fly?
Fly.
Like Sly in the Family Stone?
No, just... That's funny. No, just Fly. I get the reference.
I don't think you belong on the radio, son.
Lie at the fib? What's on your mind tonight, Lie? What's up?
What's on my mind? Well... Well, the new episode of My Little Pony tomorrow. Epic Mickey 2 coming out.
Dude, who is that? What the fuck
yeah.
is that?
Where's that hideous background noise coming from?
It's not me, and I'm on mute now.
Everybody self-mute, please. Or maybe it's a ghost.
Ooh, ghost in the shell.
No, why did you go there?
Activity happening during the broadcast.
White noise, man. White noise.
It would be more people experiencing it than saw the new Paranormal Activity in theaters.
No, I know where it's coming from. It's Kamon Ra or fucking X-Night, I guarantee it. I remember that shit. It was horrible. They're like, you guys are like 10 feet apart. And your shit's all loud because you don't have a fucking headset or whatever.
Hey. Some technical difficulties with my laptop prevented that from happening.
What kind of laptop you got? Because I know how to fix laptops. I'll tell you what to do.
You should... No. Tyrone, just give him your drop spot and have him just send it to you and you can fix it for him real quick.
It's just like, I've had a computer for a while. Like, I've had it for at least 5 years, so...
What kind of computer is it?
It's just an Acer.
Acer, what are you running on?
It's an Acer running Windows 7.
Alright, this is what you need to do, alright? I'm gonna tell you what to do. I mean, you gotta run a diagnostic on it. So you're gonna go to your, can you get your web browser up?
You know what? I'm fine. As I said, like, it's technical difficulties in the laptop. Like, I'm fine.
No, just do what I'm about to tell you. Is it gonna automatic fix behind the scenes?
No, dude. No, last time I tried an automatic fix, it wound up crashing my hard drive. No, thank you.
No, this ain't going to crash your hard drive, though. This is going to get it all patched up.
Have you tried turning it off and back on again?
God. That was great. A foamy reference. Beautiful.
No, that was a fucking IT crowd reference.
All right. As if this party couldn't get more compelling, I'm going to now bring on Jackal Anon back on the air. He's back with us. Go ahead, Jackal.
Yay.
Hey guys, it's me, Christopher Michael Banks. How are you? AKA Jackal Anon. Thank you, Christopher Michael Banks. Christopher Michael Banks is my name.
We've established that. What else?
Well, I just had to come on to say that I'm a beekeeping faggot of Anonymous, and I tried to jack Schmoop and that cash of swag, and I got owned. And under a week, you know. The funny thing about this, Vince, is I was on your show, right? And I said that Schmoop couldn't dox. And I got now look where I'm at. I'm at the front page of ED. Did you get to see that?
Yeah, somebody sent me the link. I just saw it.
You just saw it.
You're on the front page for being a faggot.
What do you think of that article?
I think you're a raging moron.
I will dox you, bro.
I say congratulations.
Hey, no, don't hate.
Go ahead. Already been done. Don't care.
Bro, I will dox you. I am the great Jackal Anon, bro. I will dox you. I will dox you and like all the other cops.
Dude.
Bro, anarchy everywhere, bro. Anonymous. Anarchy everywhere.
I really think that Tyrone should just interview Jackal Anon. I think that would be best for Vince in the Bay right now, to be quite honest.
Hey, that's a good suggestion, Jihad. Thanks for that. You'd be a great associate producer, really. It's kind of tough being a one-man show here when you've got, like 20 callers on the line at the same time.
There's an entire league that you have to deal with.
Yeah, I know. I realize that. So let's talk to Seth the Jackal, okay? Go ahead, take it away.
All right, okay. So, Jackal Anon, what I wanted to know was, okay, how did you get involved with Anonymous?
Well, what happened was that I got in one little fight in Indianapolis, and my mom got scared. She said you're moving with your former girlfriend to Denver, Colorado. And I got in the cab, and there's some dice in the mirror.
And, you know, I became the leader of Anonymous, and, you know, anarchy everywhere, bro. I will dox you. Anarchy everywhere.
Excuse me. Well, that sounds really intense, man. Sure. You know, I can relate. I can relate to that, you know, growing up in the inner city.
Tyrone, also what else happened was that I left my wife and I left my two kids, you know, because I wanted to go be the leader of Anonymous. I wanted to go be E-famous. And, well, now I'm pretty E-famous. You know, I'm on the front page of Encyclopedia Dramatica. Man,
well,
I'm pretty E-famous.
You made
it
come up for show. And sometimes you just got to cut that bitch off because she be holding you down. You know, you can't let the bitch keep you down.
You know, sometimes she does keep me down, but, you know, she's kind of down with the clown, too. You know, she's actually the leader of – she's actually a leader of Anonymous and the –
Okay, they are in the green room. Tyrone and Jackal, they're going to work things out in the green room. And I'm going to bring on, there are a couple callers. Their hands are not up. If you want to join the conversation, press the number 1. That's right, press the number 1. And you can join the conversation. Let's see. I'm going to bring everybody back. Tiger, you're back.
Vince, that's a really cool PBX system that you have there.
Oh, where I have the screening room? Yeah, it's great. It's great. When people
very
like
cool.
Just, yeah, it's a technique I learned actually from another BTR host. So, yeah. This is a kind of a clunky interface. I've had a lot of technical issues, but
is it Asterix? Are you running Asterix?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Free switch?
I've been in it for like the last 10 minutes now, by the way, just saying.
And what is it?
That...
Oh, Asterix.
It is.
Yeah. It's Asterix. ASPX. Yeah.
With the Skype bridge.
Right. And you have the interface on your web browser that you can click to disable calls and stuff.
Yeah. You can put people
that
on hold.
That is correct. This is Tiger.
Yeah, Tiger. Yeah. Yeah, you can put people on hold, put them in the green room. You can put it, well, I call it the green room. It's the screening room. And you can also
is it Elastix?
Hang up
is it
on
called Elastix.
Who? What?
Is the program called Elastix for the web interface?
I don't see anything that says that. No.
They're running standard Apache with a Squid proxy over, I believe.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. It kind of works sometimes. Other times, not so much.
A really cool phone system, though. Really cool, Vince.
It's the best interface I've found on the internet for taking live calls.
You're the one that challenged us to hack it, Vince.
Well, you know what? Somebody did something to Helen the computer because she's gone. I think somebody hacked her to death. I think she's dead. Anyways, let's bring people back on. Kamonra, you're still here? How are you doing?
I certainly am. I'm doing good.
Yeah.
She sounds very pretty. She sounds very pretty.
Yeah, dude, have you seen her pics? She's totally hot.
No, I did not see her picture, but I cannot say that I think she is pretty again because my wife is near me.
Oh, it's quite all right. I certainly understand.
Very pretty.
Oh. Yeah, I got a boner right now just looking at your
you.
Abby.
Hey, guys. Come on. Chill out. That's my girlfriend.
Oh, for Christ's sake. It doesn't matter. I get this every day. You know I take hold.
It's a compliment. All right. Hammer Abby, you're back on. Jihad, what's going
yes,
on?
Yes, hello, Associate Producer Jihad here.
Yeah, what's going on? What do you have for us?
What was that? You'll have to repeat that. You broke up.
Jesus Christ, it's called Patriot Gregging.
Patriot Greg.
Dude, I'm not, okay, you know what? I'm going to quit using this interface. Hang on, tell me if this is better.
I think it may be.
How's this
now?
Does this
sound just fine?
Oh, it's rooted. Rooted.
Yeah. Let's see who else we got on here. I think we have Lai back. What's up, Lai?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
All right. We also have Gatsu. Gatsu?
They got free job by tomorrow.
Gatsu, is that how, is that using it?
What? I'm still here. Hello?
We got some amazing feedback going on. It's just audio spaghetti here, kids.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
It's probably that chick with the jealous boyfriend.
Yeah, I agree with him.
I'm not my phone.
It is.
I just heard you echo when you said that.
You know what? 1 second.
Holy shit. Are you coming out of the movie Poltergeist at us?
Is that better?
No.
Then it's not me.
It is definitely you. You sound like a fucking ghost.
I don't know. Me and her are in two separate rooms, man.
Trouble in paradise?
She needs a headset.
We are using headsets. I'm using a Bluetooth headset.
Yeah, also, I'm back on my laptop. I got it all working, so it's all good.
Perfect.
Hey, can you guys hear
good
me?
Good to know.
Tyrone?
Oh, you want Tyrone back? All right, Tyrone and Jackal are still in the green room. Let's check back in with them and see what's going on.
They better be masturbating.
That reminds me of that time that I was playing with them chickens out behind the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, remember when I raped those chickens? Yeah, I remember when I raped those chickens, too.
That shit was crazy, though, because the chicken
was... We cut their heads off, we got them raw good, right in their ass. Yep. Great, Jack. Anarchy everywhere. Anarchy everywhere.
Black block for life, bro.
Black block, bro. Anarchy everywhere. Anonymous for the win. We're the best hackers ever.
Yo, and then, like, the time when we got
the
GoPro.
Anonymous.
We understand that.
Oh shit, there are other people everywhere. Yo, we on there?
We're on the air?
Yeah.
Oh,
hey
shit.
Guys,
it's me,
going
on. The great Christopher Michael Banks. Christopher Michael Banks, how are you? Hello?
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 That's me, Christopher Michael Banks.
I don't know why you say goodbye. Say hello.
You guys doing some fucking
anarchy everywhere. Anarchy here. Anarchy on the show. Anarchy in the chat room. Anarchy on Twitter. Anarchy everywhere. Anonymous for the win.
Anarchy in the hood.
Jackal, I got a question for you.
Yeah, well, what's the question?
All right, so it's going through your fun pack off of Nakash's website.
Yeah.
And I noticed I went through all the rules there, and it seems that you, like, break one of the very first rules. All the fucking time.
Well, bro, you know what? You know what? I don't break any of the rules, bro. I'm fucking tough. I'll come over to where you're at right now, bro. I'll come over there and kick your ass right now, bro. I'm going to come over there right now, bro. Right now, bro.
Oh, shit. They're
anarchy
about to fight.
Everywhere, bro.
You lip?
Anarchy
you
everywhere,
lip?
Bro.
Anarchy
everywhere.
Do you lip?
Bro, I smoke so much weed that there's weed coming out of my weed, bro.
Whoa, we got that out
of fucking question. Do you lip?
Bro.
You look a little plump in your pics, Jack.
Anarchy everywhere. That's all I gotta say.
Here.
Am I listening to a ninja fight scene?
I don't know, man, but I'm the most quiet one.
It's degraded into this now, has it?
I disagree. I believe it is under 9,000. Can I do that?
Hey, can't we just all get along? Let's all gather around and sing Kumbaya, okay?
Why can't we just smoke some weed and do some coke off my girlfriend's ass?
Unmuting everybody.
Coke off my girlfriend's ass. Oh.
What the hell? What? What's with the kumbaya?
What in the fuck am I listening to?
Come on, everybody.
Join in. Kumbaya. Kumbaya. We don't forget.
It still holds, Bart. It's party sexy time, baby. Let's dance, get naked. Let's talk a lot of shit.
What if I'm already naked, Ben?
What?
I thought that was
what
a requisite.
Already... Wait, you know,
I can't hear what any of you people are saying.
Vince, can you hear me? Are you all right? Vince.
Yeah. I'm fine. Everything's fine. You guys are all unmuted. Go for it.
Making that background noise.
Jesus.
Please make
so was that supposed to be some kind of a prize for us hacking Helen? Because we long since rooted her.
What is this?
Everywhere.
Radio show.
Fucking Tyrone. Come on, Rick, can you hear me? Hello, is this on? X Knight, are you?
Sorry about that.
Were you muted?
Yeah, I put myself on mute to swear loudly.
See, this is what I get. This is what I get for trying to put on a little broadcast, have a little fun, get some callers, maybe we'll discuss a topic. But it never really gets into that. It's just turned into complete audio spaghetti.
On the bright side, you can put it on an experimental radio station and call it Postmodern to Start.
I like to think of it as kind of like a exquisite corpse. It's really just sort of, it's kind of free jazz. Oh, good. Gonzo PhD is going to call in and save us. Thank God.
Oh, thank goodness. Intelligent conversation.
So what's on your mind? What do you have an opinion about today?
I don't have opinions really. I suppose I do, but really I'm sitting up late at night doing a whole bunch of nothing. That's about it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Big ups to Miss Becker. Ooh, we have a nice little trio of ladies in the chat room. Kamonra, Ms. Becker, and Melissa 13. Thank you, ladies, for tuning in. Big ups to you. Also, big ups to Antichrist Crisis 73, Blitzy, Sephers, Frosty Time with Danny, Gonzo PhD, who's going to be on the line in just a second, a bunch of guest listeners, Hammurabi's Code, Nyan Whale, Pillow Biter, The Magnificent Trixie, X Knight, and X You Out.
Don't give X Knight shout outs.
I didn't give anybody a shout out. I don't do shout outs. I do big ups.
Okay, big ups.
Old people do shout outs. Are you kidding me? I hear 80-year-old people giving shout outs. When, you know, Arianna Huffington is giving shout outs, it's jumped the fucking shark. Come on.
Yeah. Well, it confused me when Obama decided to give shout-outs. I was like, really?
Oh, pff. That's nothing. It's an accepted form of speak now, though. Like, I watch a lot of CNBC.
I'm sorry.
Why?
Nothing. I'm just not too fond of CNBC.
Oh, well, CNBC, well, you don't want to watch it right now. All they're talking about is that goddamn fiscal cliff.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys are supposed to be legit, you know, financial news broadcasters. They're throwing around shout-outs like they're nothing. And I'm like, wait a second. This is not – how is this infiltrated, like, legitimate broadcasting? Aren't people that give shout-outs, aren't they, like, rappers?
I'm thinking they're trying to identify with a younger audience that really doesn't pay the fuck attention. So at that point, they're just trying too hard.
You know what's going to really kill me is when they start using hella.
Hella. Or even worse, holla.
Holla's already been there and gone. Speaking of been there and gone, let's bring on Gonzo. What's up, Gonzo?
Hey, good evening, Vince. How are you?
I'm doing fantastical.
Superb.
Got 32 minutes left in this cavalcade of mediocrity, and I think we're going to make it. I think we're going to make it. What do you got for me? What's on your mind?
Well, for one thing, DocSpin, NACHASH, offed a tweet that said that he was on hold, and I don't know if that's the case, but you might want to search for him.
I have gone through the screening room with everybody, and I don't have –
No.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll try.
Out of all the people I know on Twitter, I mean, Schmoop and Ham and everyone else, if anybody deserves, you know, time to kick the beekeepers, it's definitely Nakash. That dude is, I mean,
he deserves nothing but
mad respect. So if you can run through and check and make sure that Nakash, a.k.a. Docspin's not on hold.
I'm going to see if this is Docspin.
Just want to give credit where credit's due, Vince. And we go to radio silence. Hey, karaoke time.
Please hold. Your radio show is very important to us.
Yeah. You're holding in India. Hello, this is Windows 8 support. May I help you? We are very sorry. Your operating system does not work right now. Please get back to us tomorrow.
Am I on hold here? Hello?
Oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
Hello.
Did you find
him
or
no? I don't know if I'm muted.
No,
I don't know if I'm on hold.
There's one person not talking, just listening.
Yeah, that ain't Doc Spin.
No, and there's somebody else, and he says, and I definitely.
Well, I can say this right now that I think that it was very well needed that the anonymous uprising was doxed and owned.
Oh, Christ. Go away. It's a very bad Arab accent.
Tiger,
I'll tell you what. Either you get the fuck off the line
dick,
or I'm... Get the fuck off the line.
I will kill you.
Oh, my God. I tell you what, man. I will chase you around with a kosher hot dog until you eat falafel. Dive off, nigga.
Suck my dick, you fucking faggot.
Out of
there
nowhere.
You go.
Producer with some spam. What is that, dude? What are you
saying
in my chat room, dude?
Yeah, the Zionists don't eat spam, Vince. We all know that shit because it's all pork. So threaten them with spam and they'll all run like niggas. Hey, so what's the topic tonight, Vince? What the fuck are we talking about with 23 minutes left?
We're talking about how you are a faggot.
Oh, shut the fuck
you're
up.
You suck a dick.
Yes, whatever. You hack my IP. I'll tell you my IP now. My IP is 127.0.0.1. Oh, that is fine. Then you are goat fucker. How's that?
No, you give
so
me IPv6, you son of a bitch, you.
I am faggot. You are goat fucker. My IP is 127.0.0.1. So eat my asshole. How's that? All right. Good night, troll. So anyway, Vince, what are we talking about? What's the word?
We've just been taking calls and going for it.
I got to say, Danny pulled the most epic. Danny, props, mad props to Danny. He pulled the most epic fucking troll today that I've seen in a long time.
Obviously,
that
Danny is very
skilled.
But he
shut the fuck up and go eat a fucking Hebrew national hot dog.
That's
you fucking
that's
silly
tiger.
Ass
that's
fucking
Gil
bitch.
Has entered everyone. Gil has entered.
Tiger.
Shut your fucking fake Muslim hole. I don't need any of that
what
shit.
What kind of name is that? PhD. I mean, oh, come on, seriously.
PhD means doctor, faggot. As in,
that's a fake doctor, you stupid bitch.
PhD means own your ass, so shut up and go eat a Hebrew
yeah,
national.
My wife has an MD.
That's nice. So suck on a Hebrew national hot dog and think about it for a while. Anyway, then.
Oh, okay.
So what are we talking about?
Got the PhD.
What are we talking about? What's our topic? Do we have a topic, or are we just freeballing tonight? Vince.
Vince.
Vince, put the vaporizer down.
Marco.
Vince, auto. Vince, autoerotic asphyxiation is no excuse. Come back to us, Vince.
We miss you.
Jesus, he's left. Oh my God, we're gonna have to go to karaoke. What the fuck?
What are we gonna talk about now?
I'm really not sure. You could moan a lot. That generally brings in good ratings when women moan on Vince's show. But we've already tried that this week, and it gets kind of old. Where the fuck is Ham? I guess Ham is absent. He's not co-hosting tonight. Jesus.
I think we bored Vince to death.
I apparently so. I don't know. I've been awfully busy. Who am I speaking to anyway?
Oh, I'm Kamandra.
Ah, well, it's nice to meet you. I'm Gonzo.
Nice to meet you too, Gonzo.
A pleasure. I think Vince has gone to the green room to try to search for a couple of grains of rock under the couch or something. I'm a little bit confused. But that's okay. Hey, what the hell? There's only 23 minutes.
How are you confused with the PhD?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Christ almighty, you're back.
Has anyone hit delete? Oh, my God. Look, dude, if you're gonna play a Muslim on the radio, act it in real life, hit the fucking carpet, kiss the fucking ground, and quote some Quran or something, you know? I mean, it's really...
Yeah, I don't understand.
I cannot believe you are a PhD. Ah, Jesus Christ. My proctologist speaks better Arabic than you. And he looks up my ass with a flashlight. Jesus.
Yeah, that's a good one, homo.
Yeah, so it's very good. Yeah, oh my God. I tell you what, I can call in too and play good Muslim. But like I said, go fucking chew a Hebrew National hot dog and think about the rockets falling on your fucking kids' heads. I don't have time for this shit. I called them because...
Neither do I. I only have 24 minutes left, kids. So,
oh,
and
yeah,
I got...
you came back.
What?
You came back.
Yeah, I had to take control of my show again. Every once in a while, I just have to rein it in. It just gets out of hand, especially with these wrestle leaguers, the wrestlers.
While you were gone, we had to make polite conversation. It was awkward.
Yeah. That's almost the new troll. The new troll, it actually is a legitimate call.
I know, it's terrifying. People talking and making sense and
troll,
not yelling at each other.
Like, yes, it's Danny. Yeah, hey, I just wanted to know what you thought about the next 4 years of the economy and the fiscal cliff. And, you know, are things going to get better in the next 4 years?
Not really. In all honesty, I could care less.
Well, we're getting Obamacare, right?
We're getting Obamacare, right?
He won. We get Obamacare. Free health care, right?
The idea of free health care is good, but when it comes to free health care, I mean, there's a lot of give and take, and that's the concern with America is that most people are pushing against it, and it's, I don't know what to say. It's the fact that it's a good idea, but really in the end, will it be something that Americans will truly want? And I feel really awkward because...
I want to remind everybody that's on the line, everybody who's on the line before the end of the night, you're all going to win a prize. Okay, just so you know. So be patient. Don't rage quit like Asshurt MacFags did. I put her on mute and she like fucking ran away like a little bitch. I have to put people on mute just to kind of rein the strings in. You know what I'm saying? But everybody will get a prize. All right, I promise. And it's not going to be a pony. What? What'd you say?
One more time.
Close to me.
That's X-Night. X-Night, I still can't tell what the fuck you're saying, dude.
I said, please never let me click another link from Dantalion again. His fucking fake submarine story scared the shit out of me earlier on your show.
Hey, X-Night, did I tell you Gullible's written on the ceiling?
He's,
no, it's not.
He's a good troll, dude. What can I say, dude? He got you.
It's easy as hell to get X-Night, I swear. He actually checked to make sure I didn't write Gullible on the ceiling.
Vince, I literally screamed like a little bitch on your show. I will admit my jimmies were rustled.
Yeah, that's why they call themselves the fucking Rustled League. Who else do we have here? Oh, you know who we haven't heard from in a while is Gatsu. Gatsu, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. I'm just like hanging out, listening to you, retard.
Yeah, what do you think of this? What do you think of all this nonsense? Give us your perspective.
What are you referring to specifically?
I don't know. I had you on hold for a long time. I actually forgot you were there. So was there anything that you heard that stimulated you?
In your guys' conversation?
Yeah.
No, not really. Seems pretty boorish, but slightly entertaining, I guess. Something to buzz in my ear while I do some other's work, you know?
Yeah, it's great multitasking bullshit on the side. Hey, what do you think of Kimonra?
Not much.
Really? I think she's kind of cute.
No.
Really?
Nah.
That's okay.
I think she's all right, dude. She's packing some fucking weapons of mass distraction. Let's see who else. We got to take more new calls, and then I'll bring back everybody, and we'll get prizes out. Say, who's this? Caller from the 720, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Doxpin.
More like after.
Oh, hey, Doxpin, what's going on?
Not much, just Dox and Rube, you know, same old, same old.
Right on. Yeah, you know, they were saying you were on the line. I'm glad we finally we got you on air.
I know, it's great. I'm so glad to be here. It's an honor and a privilege to be on Vince and the Bay's television show.
It's actually not on internet video. Okay, it's more podcasting. Anyway.
Oh, we're not on TV.
Because I have another caller on the line that says he's docked in. Let me go to him real quick. Number two, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, you're Doxman, right?
Yes, this is me, Doxman. First name Dox, last name Bin. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I pre-screened your call. Doxman to call in, and then we got another Doxman called in. Are you guys related? What's going on?
We're twins, actually.
Yeah, we're actually twins. Did I tell you? My name is Doxman. First name Dox, last name Bin. First name Dox, last name Bin. Hello?
My name's Terry Bach, actually.
I'm already getting people that are getting hashtags in solidarity.
Solidarity with Harry Bach.
Okay. So let's bring back Doxman. We got a panel of a big panel here that all probably have questions for you both, sort of, or you, whatever.
Me.
Yeah, you guys, both Doxmans. We got a full panel that probably has questions for you.
Doxman.
Yeah, you, Dox and Dox. Like a fucking.
All right, ask
us
questions or whatever. Fucking
A.
Yeah. Tyrone.
Hey, Tyrone. Yo, what up? This is Doxman.
No, Tyrone. We already have Doxman and Doxman on.
No, dog, no. I'm Doxpin, though. I try to use another name, but, you know, the goose is loose, though. I'm Doxpin.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm actually Doxpin, too. You know, first name Dox, last name Ben, Doxpin.
I'm Ben Dox. First
yeah.
Doxpin, last name Dox.
Godzilla, back. You're back with Doxpin, Doxpin, and Doxpin.
All right, Tyrone, press control 1 for food stamps. Press control 2 for child support.
Wait. That's actually not Tyrone. That's actually Doxpin. You know, because I'm actually Doxpin, too. There's actually Doxpin on the line.
No, Doxpin looks like Humphrey Bogart. You don't sound like Humphrey Bogart.
No, this is me, Doxpin. First name Dox, last name Ben.
Oh. So this is the black Doxpin.
Yes, this is me, Doxpin, the real Doxpin, first name Dox,
so
last name Ben.
So this would be Black Ben, then?
No, Doxpin.
Doxpin.
Yes, Doxpin.
I see. All right, like I said, press control.
My name is actually Harry Bock. Harry Bock, that's my real name. Harry Bock, according to Jennifer Emick, Harry Bock.
Right on. Like I said, press control 1 for child support, press control 2 for food stamps. Patriot Gregging Vince horribly.
Press control 3 for Doxman.
You have to press alternate F4 for Doxman.
Yeah,
I got mad respect for Doxman. He has a fucking great hat and
HTC. Thank you, man. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Oh, isn't it? Man, 3 thank yous. That's just Jesus. You know, I'm gonna sleep face down, humping my pillow tonight from all that thanks.
Oh yeah, man. I mean, you know,
you're
the
offense.
Mac,
thanks for having Doxman on, Vince.
Who's got the
appreciate
hoodie?
It.
Okay.
How you been, Mac Fag, son?
That's actually not Mac Fag. It's actually Doxman, and I'm actually Doxman.
Doxman.
Yo, I'm Doxpin.
Yeah,
I'm actually Doxpin. First name Dox, last name Ben.
Doxpin 3, the Wrath of Dox. Is that how it goes?
No. It's first name Dox, last name Ben. Middle name Harry Bock.
Okay, let's authorize this. What's your middle initial?
Harry Bock.
Nope.
That's actually my middle initial, yes. That is my middle name. That's my middle initial. Harry Bock.
Doxpin, and been all on hold.
I believe
and
it all fails, Vince.
Gonzo, we have a caller that has something for you. It's our associate producer, Jihad. Go ahead, Jihad.
Oh, wonderful.
Holy shit, Gonzo. How can you be that stupid? You literally referred to the Indian accent as Arabic like 24 times. How do you have a PhD?
Pal, what the fucking retarded?
Seriously.
He's got the PhD.
So
it's not even an MD, it's a PhD.
so now we're critiquing my...
You don't even have an MD, shut up.
We're critiquing my...
Never mind. Anyway, I told you earlier that my name is Jihad. Actually, my name is Doxpin. Just wanted to let you know ahead of time.
Well, the real one?
Another Doc.
Cool. Well,
I didn't want them to know that it was me, but I guess I kind of been singled out since you already know all those other faggots.
Well, you put up a post on Twitter that said you were trying to get in, and I've never heard anything you've had to say, and I've got mad respect for your work, so I asked Vince to look for you. So, you know, whatever the case, man, it's nice to hear from you. I've never seen anybody own anybody quicker than you.
I have never experienced anybody latching onto my butthole as fast as you have just now.
No, it's just about respect. That's all. Sorry.
What do you respect, man?
Yeah, I haven't seen any true respect from you.
Respect is from what I've seen you do, man. You do some fucking outstanding, amazing shit. That Kiernan Higbee shit was fucking amazing.
Well, you know, it's honestly, it's not all just me. Docspin is NA Cash, not Cash, is dozens of people all under the same alias. You know, it's not just me. We do lots of work.
Oh, whatever,
we get
man.
Shit done.
It's pretty fucking profound. I mean, I've never, like I said, I've never seen with that Kieran Higby shit, I've never seen anything more fucking amazing on the web in my entire fucking life. And that's not kissing anybody's particular ass. It's just a statement. I had
holy
never seen anything
shit,
like that
lady.
Happen. So, you know, whatever. You know, it was it's a compliment. It certainly isn't an ass kiss. It's just, I've never
seen
anything
that profound. Well, for the record, I do like when I get my
life.
Ass kissed.
Well, it's still
for
you know.
A little tongue.
Right on. Well, I like the Bogart avatar, and like I said, you know, I've never seen anything more fucking profound than that Kieran Higby pawn. That was fucking crazy, dude. You know,
well,
assuming
I bring a sparkle to the internet for you because everybody needs to find some fun on there.
Yeah, you know, that's it. You know, I saw your post on Twitter and told Vince to look for you because you're an enigma wrapped in a conundrum. But more importantly, dude, you're a really, really, really interesting persona. You and, I don't know, the dozens of people that are you or whatever. I don't know. It's pretty, you know, no one ever really looks at Docspin and HTP. Really, I mean, there's so much other shit going on, but when you sit down and really analyze
HTTP is shaping the future of the internet. People will soon know.
Well,
anyway,
you know.
I'm going to go trash this phone. I'll see you guys later.
Hey, well, it was good talking to you.
Fuck Docs.
No, he's still there.
Hey, that's...
I don't like this Gonzo person.
No, God.
No, it was Docspin. No, was that really Docspin?
Right, but he was making fun of me.
Vince, I have no idea.
No,
if it was, then mad props to him. If it wasn't, then...
All right,
whatever.
No. I am Docspin. Respect me.
No.
Yeah.
Oh wait. You know what? I forgot. We actually have Docspin, and Docspin on hold. Let's bring them back on. Docspin, and Docspin, you're all back.
Hey, what's up?
The
real Docspin. First name Docs, last name Din. Docspin.
Mm.
And actually,
that
was Docspin there too. My name is Harry Bach. How are you?
My name Blair Stradle.
Oh, man. 9 minutes left of pain, folks, and it's all over.
Actually, what you meant to say was there was 9 minutes left of Docspin.
Sorry, what did you have to say, Gonzo?
I'm just saying, I'm gonna roll. It was good fun.
Hey, Docspin.
Shut up,
Docspin. Sorry,
Max,
what was that?
Macfags. It was always a pleasure.
Hey, don't tell Docspin to shut up.
Okay. Oh, do I have to mute all the doc spins again? Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Gonzo, please.
No, that's all good. If that was doc spin, and I kind of think that maybe that was, then it was a pleasure speaking to him and his collective. I'm going to roll, the rest of it is what it is, clearly. And, you know, big shout-out to MacFags. But Danny today, Danny won the internet with that Russian sub troll. So Danny gets, you know, plus 9,001. That's some pretty insane shit. But on that note, I'm going to roll out. Just called in to say hi, give my respects to the people.
That's over 9,000!
Give
sorry,
my respects
my
to the people that deserve them and say hi to everybody else. So MacFags, have
he's
at
not
it.
Even an MD, he's a PhD. Who cares?
Yes, goddamn. Vince, I've really got to escape the fake Arabs because they're just killing me.
They're so fucking stupid, man.
I am so fucking stupid.
Like with
the
dog.
I'm going
God.
To fucking find you and skull fuck you, you stupid bitch.
Sweet. I tell you what, I am hiding behind a pack of Hebrew National hot dogs at the local refrigerator.
I tell you what, I give
you
a week and I will dox you and I will put it up on Docspin.
sweet. That's all.
One
good.
Week, TikTok.
My name is David Smith, and my phone number is. We'll leave that out. But my
ID don't
is
make
120,
it easy like your wife.
Yeah, 127.0.0.1. That's my IP. You can look it up, and you know the rest of it. You just dig for. And on that note, it's always been a pleasure. Yeah.
All right. You know what? That's it. Doc Spin and Doc, no, they're already on hold. Who the hell's making that noise? Oh, that was Tiger. Tiger. Okay, Tiger, you're on hold. All right. Sorry. Thanks, Gonzo. I appreciate you calling in. And
yeah.
We'll talk to you again.
Much love, Vince. We'll see you.
All right, dude. Later. Okay, that's Gonzo. All right, we got to wrap things up. We got six minutes left until this whole thing shuts down. We got to go to parting thoughts. X Knight, your parting thoughts quickly.
This has just been a very interesting show, except for the part where my ears fucking bled. But always fun to be on with events.
It's at the very least, it's an experience. Hey, what do you want? It's the internet. It's late night. It is what it is. Tiger, final thoughts.
I just want to say, Vince, I think you are very nice, very cool. And I don't like that Gonzo person. I will find him, and I'm going to dox him. I might call up one more time this week, but one love, guys. I love you. And as for Matt Fags, if my wife is not here, maybe we go out sometime.
Excellent. Thanks, Tiger. Let's see, who else we have? Oh, of course, we have the lovely Kimonra. Your final thoughts.
It was fun watching X-Knight scream like a girl. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I really do. It was fantastic. Thank you, Dan Talion.
Excellent.
Fuck Dan Talion and his stupid Russian fucking submarines.
Hammurabi, your final thoughts, quickly. Hammurabi's code, are you there? Earth, is this on? Hello? You guys hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was self-muted. I was being a responsible Blog Talk Radioer. Come on, Ra. By the way, fuck you, X-Knight. Danny rules. You suck. Beyond that... I think what we learned tonight is that everyone is Doxpin. And maybe what that means, if you really think about it, is if you reach deep down inside of those tiny little balls you have, Gadsu, you might find a little Doxpin inside of you.
Wow, amazing. Gadsu, you're up. Final thoughts.
Oh, we're doing final thoughts? Sorry.
Yeah, do you have any parting thoughts? You can or you want to promote something, anything. This is your last chance.
Oh, just follow me on Twitter, I guess. I don't know.
What's your Twitter handle?
Mr. Gotts 00.
So it's
00 for no bite.
It's MRGOTS 00.
MRGATS 00.
ATS, okay. All right, dude. Thanks for coming on. Let's see. Shadow, Gino, what's your final thoughts?
Well, my final thoughts is that, well, for one, you're one of the few anti-bronies that can actually stand, so congratulations on that. Two, I had a pretty good time here. You know, like, I enjoyed, you know, like everyone making fun of that Arabic guy. That was pretty funny. And, yeah, and I had a good time, and, and
Tiger.
I look forward to your next show.
Yeah, yeah. Usually I do a show on Friday earlier. I usually do it around 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I get more sane callers. And
yeah, like, I have school on the weekdays, so I won't be able to, so that's why I can never make it to your weekday streams.
Yeah, right on. Well, you can always catch the podcast if the archives are there. And I also post the chat log, too, which this chat log will probably be an interesting one because I think Danny did a little bit of artwork. So what do they call it? AS, AS, SCII art. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Okay, Tyrone, quickly, final thoughts. What the fuck, Tyrone? All right, Docspin. Docspin, final thoughts. Docspin, go.
Okay, yes. First name Docs, last name Bin. I'm Docspin, and I'd just like to say, don't follow that kid, Mr. Gatsu. He's actually a bad script kitty and isn't good at anything whatsoever. He hangs out at Voxman. He's just not very good whatsoever. He's just a bad script kitty. But yeah, first name Docs, last name Bin. Night, guys.
All right, thanks, Docspin. Appreciate it. And now on to Docspin. Docspin, final thoughts.
Hello.
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah, I just want to say that as Harry Buck, I know that we had a challenge at the beginning of the show to hack Helen. And just so you know, there is a rootkit in place and Helen is compromised. For what it's worth.
Yeah, she's been totally. I don't know what's going on. She's not responding at all.
No, she should work. She's just compromised, just so you know.
Yeah, well, whatever. She's acting weird already. Fine. It doesn't matter. She works for Goofy Bone, so it's probably better. Finally, Lynn, and in at the last minute. Any final parting thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I had a car named Dobson.
What's that?
A car named Dobson. I had a Dobson car.
Not Dobson, Dobson, D-O-X-D-I-N. Not D-O-T-S-U-N.
Okay.
I have never heard so many bad words in my whole life. It's very interesting.
Okay, hang on, Lynn. Hang on a second. We got another person here. Yeah, caller, you just called in. Go ahead. Who's...
Yeah, this is Docspin.
Oh, Docspin.
I just wanted to thank everybody for calling in, and I'm going to dox you all. You feel so weird.
Docspin, you're going to dox us all?
Yeah, especially you, bro.
Wait,
you don't
dox Docspin, though, or Docspin.
I'll dox all 12 of you first.
You're all doxed.
All right, we're going to close out the show. We're in overtime, so I'm going to close out the show by unmuting everybody, including all the Docspin. And you guys...
Hello? Is this me, Docspin?
Docspin?
First name,
yeah!
First name, Doc.
Yeah.
Hello, this is me, Doc.
I hate it.